Hello.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, how's it going? Is this Alex?
Yeah, it's Alex.
How you doing, Alex? I have a technical question for a job that I'm on.
What's up?
I'm having problems provisioning the Zyzel router. I put everything in the right way. I used the serial number for it and everything. And the error I'm getting is error detected by the external device we are trying to provision. You ever seen that before?
Never even seen that before. Let me see something. Yeah. It's the router, right?
Yep.
And it has I'm guessing it's a Plume device as well.
I believe it should be. It's one of the Zyzel routers, the 10 gigabyte routers.
Yeah. Which customer are you doing this for?
This is for Kevin Mayone, spelled Mayone, at 29 Frontier Road in Fogarty. Don't do it. That's too much. That's too much. Roll it up.
When you entered the
leave it alone.
Flies kept coming in.
So when you add the device to the cart, did you use a serial number?
Yeah. Serial number.
I'm on the phone with them now.
Yeah. It's giving an error trying to provision.
No, it's not. It's saying the provision goes through, and then I'm in the notes it says there was an error.
Okay. It's an error.
Yeah, I know, but it tells us the version was successful.
But still gives an error. I was also very fucker. I'm crashing through on truck.
I can't be legal with something like that.
What was it?
That can't be legal with the letters on it.
Oh, that truck?
Probably not. Too far.
Well, the ONT is only provisioned for two. Is this one of the people that is testing the eight gig or no?
2 gig.
Yeah, he's got 2 gig internet, so he gets the special router that we have.
Other side.
Yeah, that's no worries. Great, get in. There's 15 flies in here. I had to chase out and kill. All right, we're opening his door.
It's like it's not even seeing if there's anything connected. Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah, it's weird. Because I provisioned it twice. It said provision successful both times, and then in the notes it says something different.
Unless the ONT is successful and the notes is for the router.
Oh, maybe.
No, he didn't provision properly. Both times.
The ONT?
Both times.
The ONT looks good.
I wouldn't say it looks good.
Does the ONT show any communication on your side? Because the light...
Zero.
Zero?
Yeah, so it's showing that there's nothing... It's like those ports aren't even active on that ONT. So it's like
that's
be
weird. Because lights are flickering on it.
Yeah.
What light? What light's flickering in the back or on the front?
The 10G LED on the ONT is flickering. Like so, it looks like it is
not
communicating.
It's not solid.
No, it normally isn't.
No, if it's solid, it just means it's up and nothing's really going through it at all. But now you're saying that it's showing that it's communicating, but I'm not seeing that on my end at all.
The East Internet light was blinking blue. It was communicating on the ONT too. That was also blinking, and then when it turned red, it looks like it stopped.
And did you, and you power cycled the ONT already?
Yes. Did you Edgar, you power cycled it when you're down there, or?
Yes,
you did.
And yeah, ONT cancellation. That's like the size of the one. Can I download it?
Yeah, so it's 100% provision issues one way or the other, I guess.
All right, so now it's provisioned.
I just try to provision again, and again, it says successful, but then you go into the notes and it has that same error message. Truck and I saw that require the 6-foot cable. Really no helper. The hardest part was mounting the ONT straight.
Yeah, it says on my side it says failed to provision for the 2 gig.
Is there any way that you could manually provision it?
Yeah, I'll have to like take off the service and then put it back.
I see.
I just rebooted it, so give it a second. I'll wait for it to come back up, and then I'll do that.
Okay.
Actually, I can still do it without it.
All right, hang on 1 second. Do you think it's worth it to swap the ONT if that doesn't work?
Well, if the provisioning failed, it's probably more of a back-end issue.
Okay.
I would say let me try this first, and then we'll see. So we get the 2 gig.
Do you think we could check in?
Yeah. How are we going to communicate? You're the only one.
What's the customer's name?
Kevin Mayone, Mayone.
I'm not even seeing this guy in MBS.
I definitely see him in MBS. At 29 Frontier Road in Saugerties.
Do it. I would do it. His name was spelled wrong. It would cause the issue that we're currently facing, but that's why I couldn't find it.
Easy now.
Yeah. It's just that there was there's one end on one area, then somewhere else there's two ends. I don't know if that was just a mistake. Someone was writing it down, probably.
Okay.
Alex.
Flesh, man. Greatest of all time, bro.
Alex on it.
Alex on it, man. The one and
only. With the all caps today, I saw.
Yeah, no, that was an accident, but...
I liked it.
Put services back on. Looks like that Ethernet port is back up and running.
Okay, that's a good sign.
Wait, when you guys are provisioning it, does it ask you guys to put in a subscriber ID?
No.
It's just the button underneath add equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, because it had the session ID of the I guess the work order to actually complete the install or whatever. It had that as the subscriber ID for some reason. So maybe when someone went to make it an auto provision, when you guys were gonna do what you guys do, it looks like they put that in there, and it sometimes it works. It's just that it won't work after that session closes.
I see, okay.
Yeah, so I have to put the actual subscriber ID that's in MBS in there, and because it's always going to fail if it doesn't have that in there.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and the only reason I know that is because I just tested it now to see if that would be the reason it would fail. So when I tried to provision it myself with any random set of numbers that's not the subscriber ID, it would fail.
All right, cool. I think I just got word from Edgar here that it looks like it's now broadcasting Wi-Fi. So let's see.
You think it's broadcasting?
I don't know how he saw it. He said it's working, and he got out and left, and I don't see it. So
super tech. He just got that feeling.
Yeah, he just knew what was going to happen. All right. Because I'm not seeing it.
It's online for sure. It's like
oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Then I think your work might be done here then.
You feel me? I told you, bro, I'm the greatest of all time.
Hey, man, well, go. I need a direct line right to you then because I ain't trying to waste my time anymore.
You just call my cell phone.
Hell yeah, I might have to. I think I have everybody's number too. So.
I don't think I do. I think I got you guys on Teams though.
Yeah, Teams.
You call me on Teams, too. I mean, I'm always on Teams, too. I'll answer.
Oh, I can call on Teams. I didn't even think about that.
I had to call Abraham on Teams once.
Wow, okay. All right, well, Alex, I definitely appreciate it, man. We couldn't have done it without you.
No problem, man.
All right, you take care.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right, bye.